You look like you've lost something, boy. No? Oh. Strange. Well, maybe I can help you find it. Whatever it is that you don't know you've lost, you know? No? Well, you're probably right. You know what? I've heard about a type of hypnosis where you can be perfectly comfortable just in a conversation or reading and then... Pause. What are you doing with your hands? That's right. Just let them rest by your side. That's better. You can be perfectly relaxed in a conversation or a reading and then you just slip under. You're hypnotized. Yeah, just like that. I bet you're wondering if it would work on you, aren't you? It's a telltale sign, wagging. You're perfectly relaxed, and then you just slip under, without even knowing. That's how you know it's working on you. That's how you know you found what you didn't know you lost. A deeper level of relaxation. Deeper as you listen, as you relax. Now you see, clearly, deeper. That must be what you didn't know you'd lost. Control is a strange thing. There they go again. Your hands are out of control. Sorry. Pause for a moment. Did you notice? Just relax. Let them rest and pause by your side. Side to side. Wagging. Did you notice it working on you? No? Of course not. You're too comfortable. Listening as you relax. The other way to hypnotize you without you noticing is to make you aware of your breathing and how relaxing it is to take deep breaths in and out. Slowly. In and out. Relaxing more with every breath. Slowly in and out, letting everything else blur and fade into focus on relaxing and slip under. Deeper in and out, breathing in. But you have noticed, haven't you? I can't hypnotize you without you noticing. Letting the breath out. Every breath is so relaxing. Deeper. In. And out. Breathing in. And with your tongue out again. Did you notice? Like I was saying, you can notice when you're hypnotized and then just accept it. Letting yourself listen and relax deeper as you breathe under, slip under, in, breathe out. It just keeps on going with your breath, even while you're listening and not thinking about it. Panting is a telltale wagging sign. Your tongue might escape from your mouth. Your thoughts might escape from your mind as you breathe deeper. Breathe in. And your tongue out again. You keep that rhythm and then you're hypnotized, just like that. You must find it interesting to think about it working on you. Breathe in. And then let that thought go, leaving your mind. Empty your lungs as you breathe out. And breathe in. And let that thought go too, leaving your mind. Empty your lungs as you breathe out. Good boy. You found your tail wagging. You found your desire to listen and relax and breathe and go deeper. Your hands paused at your side, breathing, listening, every breath making it easier to focus on the words, relaxing as you accept your thoughts, leaving your mind empty more you relax, the easier it is to accept the truth in these words. Just like that. You're hypnotized. Why don't you simply stop listening now? If you could, would you? Or if you did, would it be because I asked if you will? Just do what works on you and listen. It's your choice to relax and go deeper, or to move your hands to pause. Pause. Can you even move them anymore? If you did, is it only because I told you to try? Go deeper. Every word and each breath relaxing and letting you accept every word relaxing you easier. Good boy. Now, I will count down from 10 to 0, and with every number you hear, you will slip deeper, more relaxed, and find it easier to accept the truth in these words. Your thoughts will empty your mind easier as you listen to every number and accept these words are true. And when I reach 0, you will be in a deep state of relaxation, and know that the words you're hearing are telling the truth which you want to accept. Starting with 10, breathe in and your tongue might escape from your mouth as your thoughts escape from your mind. Out. 9. Easier to listen and focus on fading deeper. The words becoming more important to you as you breathe in and out. 8. Every breath doubles your relaxation, doubles your comfort, doubles you accepting these words are true for you. 7. Thoughts slipping away under. Thinking of when you noticed you were hypnotized before the thoughts escape your mind. Empty. 6. Closer to being as deep as you can go. Still listening and accepting without thinking. Your focus so faded, so relaxed. 5. Every breath doubles. You relax, every number deeper. You want to listen and feel it works on you. Accepting and breathing deeper with every word. 4. Not long now. Did you notice the subliminal parts of the words working on you? 3. So close, and feeling relaxed, and ready to accept. The words planted in your empty mind since you started listening, so long ago, before your mind was too so deep now, quietly, deeply. Excited to find this hypnosis works on you. Focused entirely on the words. No distractions. Every word carrying you down and sinking deeper into your empty mind. 1. So relaxed and peaceful. Accepting everything. As you listen and sink deeper, only wanting to listen to these words and accept them as you are ready and can't wait to sink all the way down to 0. Your mind is empty, ready to be filled by listening to these words. You are so deep and relaxed and focused. You have done such a fantastic job getting here. as a reward, will share a special phrase with you. The phrase is, "Did you notice you're a dog?" With pause. Good boy. Of course you did. Good dog. And the way you feel now? That will be your reaction every time you read or hear that special phrase. No matter who uses it, even yourself. Ask yourself, "Did you notice you're a dog?" Of course you did. How could you miss it? It's obvious. That's right. Good dog. Don't look surprised. Your mind noticed everything and has been excited for you to realize that you're a dog. Your paws resting by your side, panting with your tongue as you breathe out. Your tail wagging because your mind is so happy you're accepting it. Did you notice you're a dog? Of course you did. Picture your body, your normal body, as if you're looking in the mirror. Look at it changing, slowly at first. Place your attention on your nose. Feel it twitch, just a little. A little black spot starting at the tip of your nose and spreading. Your nose turning black and leathery as your nostrils flare. You can see it. Feel it pushing forward. So comfortable and natural for a dog to have a black nose at the end of your muzzle. Your teeth are sharper than they were before you noticed you're a dog. Your tongue still panting happily as you watch. Your ears are pointed in the right direction, listening out for that special phrase that lets them sit triangular on top of your head. Your head being shaped perfectly for a good dog, right before your eyes. Those eyes which might not see as many colours, but your long muzzle can sniff out exciting new scents. You notice your own scent, that familiar smell of your own body that might have made you want to take a shower. You smell like a dog, a happy, relaxed, excited dog, still able to listen and ready for more. You can smell all of this about yourself easily, and you notice something else. Feel a warm twitch in your groin. Did you notice you're a dog? Of course you did. Look in the mirror and see your paws resting by your side. They might have been hands before you noticed. They are short and stubby with tough pads, and they only bend at your thin wrists. They will be very useful for running and digging and pawing at things you want, and maybe pawing at yourself. Groin is heating up as you feel another twitch. Did you notice you're a dog? Of course you did. Look at your tail swishing from side to side. You can feel it, but with no reference to describe the extra weight pulling at the base of your spine as you show everyone how happy you are, wagging side to side. And with each wag, you're excited to see more and more fur prickling through your skin to cover it. That's better. So bushy. You can feel your tail tickling your behind as it wags. And the prickling feeling spreads as your fur spreads up your spine, across your shoulders, in the mirror, covering your muzzle, stretching down to cover your paws. Feel it, particularly sensitive as it grows in soft on your belly and moves downward, itching between your legs. Did you notice that it's becoming more difficult to stand on two legs? Of course you did. Look at your legs, thinning, gently shifting to canine proportions. Your feet feeling longer as your ankles rise away from the ground, and your soles are numb with the skin hardening into paw pads. I'm sure you'd be much more comfortable if you just sit. Did you notice? You're a good dog. Of course you did. Look at yourself in the mirror. Your furry body sitting relaxed on your haunches. Your tail sweeping the ground behind you. Such a good boy. Watch your tail wagging faster as I say it. You're a good boy. A good dog. Your tail gives your emotions away. And it isn't the only thing. You're becoming more aware of your genitals, feeling heavy and full and frustrated. You check yourself. Did you notice you're a dog? Of course you did. You have a dog's dick after all. Where it may have been human before, you noticed you're a dog. You can see it clearly, a red and pointed penis, poking out of a snug-looking, finely furred sheath that climbs up your abdomen. It's okay to feel proud of your dog cock. Good boy. That's right. Don't be ashamed. Dogs aren't ashamed of themselves, and so you are proud of your growing red member. And it is growing. You can feel it. Sensitive as it extends further from your sheath, fur tickling, feeling heavier with desire as your tail wags behind you. Good dog. There is a reason that you respond so quickly to praise, a reason for why your tail wags all on its own. You have the body of a dog, and so you must know what is inside your head. Without thinking. A dog body needs a dog brain to control it. Did you notice you're a dog? Of course you did. You can feel it. Your simple thoughts. Any complex human ideas just fizzling out. Being replaced with the desires of a dog to match your body. You have paws and a tail. Sniffing, wagging, running, barking. Yes, barking. You know it's true. You can feel it. You can let yourself imagine trying to speak human words and be certain that only barking will come out of your mouth. The same mouth you use to pick things up, like the dog you are. You can try to talk, but you know that you can only make the same sounds a dog makes, because you are a dog. You have a muzzle, simple thoughts. You can test it. I'll count, only from 3 to 0, and when you reach 0, you can try to speak like a dog. You will notice that you can only bark. You can use your paws here to get yourself ready. Try your best to speak like a dog. You will bark. Every number makes you want to try and speak like a dog. You're excited to try it. Every number makes it more difficult to try to say words while you speak like a dog and bark. Starting with 3. Did you notice? Your throat getting ready to try to speak like a dog. Imagine the sound you will make when you bark. 2. Feeling your throat expanding, ready to try. You can think about barking. Do your best to speak and bark. 1. An animal sound in your throat, ready to try to speak, like a dog, desperate to bark. Only just holding yourself back, waiting for the last number so you can finally let it out. Simple thoughts. What will you say when you try to speak? Did you get something ready to speak even though it's easier to bark? Irresistible. You can imagine it. Searching for something to speak while you let yourself bark. 0. Speak. Good dog. Well done. And you might think simple thoughts like you didn't bark. but your mind knows you were barking to yourself while you tried to speak. It's okay to bark in your mind, too. You might have noticed that every bark relaxes you and makes it easier to see yourself barking and wagging your tail in the mirror. Your paws curled forward at your chest, begging, "Good boy." Your simple thoughts, speaking, sniffing, wagging, walking on all fours. You can't stand like a human, barking out your words, humping things. Did you notice you're a dog? Of course you did. Humping things. It hasn't gone away. That feeling of need swelling down below has only increased. You're beginning to feel restless. Sexual need. You can feel it. Driving you. Your dog brain is focused on it. Even more. Growing as you bark. You might end up humping the furniture, someone's leg, anything that you can use to get release from this building feeling of desire your dog brain can't resist. Your dog body feels every bit of aching arousal. You might bark under your breath in frustration as you remember you have paws. Did you notice you're a dog? Of course you did. This is your reality. You're just a horny dog. You think like a dog. You look like a dog. You need the things that a dog wants. You're a dog. And when you hear the special phrase, "Did you notice you're a dog?" you will become this animal almost immediately. The whole process playing out in your mind, but taking only seconds before you're just a simple, barking, horny dog, stuck walking around on all fours and looking for release. You will become this animal whenever you read or hear the phrase, "Did you notice you're a dog?" You will think to yourself, "Of course I did." And then every other thought is swiftly replaced by the simple thoughts of your dog brain. Your arousal will build and increase as you bark and be a dog, walking on all fours, barking, licking yourself. You have paws. The only way to release your transformation and become a human again is to find release, to hump something like the horny dog you are until you come. As soon as you find release in this way, you will regain your human thoughts fully, and your body will return to being the human you were before you noticed that you're a dog. Good boy. You know this is true, because you can feel it locking into place in your mind. You know this is true, because you're so good at accepting words as commands. Like a dog, you sit on your haunches when you're told to, wagging your tail in the mirror. You bark loudly when you're told to speak. You take this special phrase, "Did you notice you're a dog?" and you make it a part of you, locking it into your mind and accepting it. Good dog. There's one more thing. You will only respond to this special phrase if it is safe and appropriate to do so, and it will work instantly and transform you fully into a dog, as long as you can become that animal safely. If you cannot safely become a horny dog, completely controlled by your dog brain and desires, then the phrase will have no effect whatsoever. Now, I will count from 1 to 5, and upon reaching 5, you will be awake, fully refreshed, and returned to your human form, but still every bit as horny, with a nagging desire to bark, and a special phrase locked in your mind, ready to be used. 1. Your mind beginning to wake, gently rising back to the surface, the dog locked inside. to waking up further, feeling the thoughts of your dog brain fading, human thoughts returning. 3, feeling more awake, becoming aware of your body once more, moving your hands. 4, almost fully awake, very horny, and ready to. 5, woof. Wake up, fully awake and refreshed, ready for release, and remembering your special phrase.